This is probably the favorite thing of mine, at least to me, that I've written. And it's about a small town upstate New York called Watertown, New York. That's more than it deserves. I spent a week there one afternoon, and I came away with this story, which is a rather, well, strange tale of a little midnight watchman, a rotund waitress, and a girl he picks up one night, and it's called A Better Place to Be. It was an early morning barroom, and the place just opened up. And the little man came in so fast, and he started at his cuffs. And the broad who served the whiskey, she was a big old friendly girl who tried to fight her empty nights by smiling at the world. And she said, "Hey, bub, it's been a while since you've been around. Where the hell you been hiding? And why you look so down?" Well, the little man just sat there like he'd never heard a sound. The waitress, she gave out with a cough, and acting not the least put off, she spoke once again. She said, "I don't want to bother you. Consider it's understood. I know I'm not no beauty queen, but I sure can listen good." And the little man took his drink in his hand, and he raised it to his lips. He took a couple of sips, and then he told the waitress this story. "The midnight watchman down in Miller's Tool and Die, and I watch the metal rusting, I watch the time go by. A week ago at the diner I stopped to get a bite, and this here lovely lady, she sat two seats from my right. Was all right. You see, she was so damn beautiful that she could warm a winter frost. But she looked long past lonely, and well, I found her lost. Now I'm not much of a mover or a pick-em-up easy guy, but I decided to glide on over and give her one good try. And Lord, Lord, Lord,
Lord, Lord, Lord,
she was worth a try. When I was tongue-tied like a schoolboy, I stammered out some words. It did not seem to matter much, 'cause I don't think she heard. She just looked clear on through me to a space back in my head. It shamed me into silence as quietly she said, "If you want me to come with you, then that's all right with me, 'cause I know I'm going nowhere, and anywhere's a better place to be." Anywhere's a better place to be. Well, I drove on to my boarding house, and I took her up to my room. And I went to turn on the only light to brighten up the gloom. But she said, please leave the light off. Oh, I don't mind the dark. And as her clothes all tumbled round her, I could hear my heart. The moonlight shone upon her as she lay back in my bed. It was the kind of scene I only had imagined in my head. I just could not believe it, to think she was real. And as I tried to tell her, she said, shh, I know just how you feel. And if you want to come here with me, then that's all right with me. 'Cause I've been oh so lonely, loving someone is a better way to be. Did not want to share her or dare to break the mood. So before she woke, I went out to buy us both some food. I came back with my paper bag to find that she was gone. She'd left a 6-word letter saying, it's time that I moved on. You know the waitress, she took her bar rag and she wiped it across her eyes. And as she spoke, her voice came out as something like a sigh. She said, I wish that I was beautiful, or that you were halfway blind. And I wish I weren't so goddamn fat. I wish that you were mine. And I wish that you'd come with me when I leave for home. For we both know all about emptiness and living all alone. And the little man looked at the empty glass in his hand, and he smiled a crooked grin.